Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another rendition of Magic Drive Time, wherever you might be around the beautiful Sunshine State. It is a Friday. It is a red Friday. It is a blue Friday. And if you're wondering why I'm saying it's a red Friday, Chiefs and Pats on Sunday. I've got Kansas City by 7. Just saying. Don't know why? Because I'm from Kansas City. Hometown faithful, hometown pride. Maybe just saying that the Chiefs are going to dominate. Also, Patriot fans, just go home. Just go home. Anyway, here's what we have coming up on the show here today. The one and only Dennis Newman will join me in the second segment as we get set to talk this Magic team as well as this Brooklyn Nets team, who I think is a very intriguing case study. And I'm going to tell you why here in this very first segment. In the second segment, we'll talk about D'Angelo Russell. We'll talk about Spencer Dinwiddie. We'll talk about everything that is going right in the borough of Brooklyn and why it's going so right with Dennis Newman. We'll also talk about the Magic. They're still in a playoff hunt. They reside at 10th in the Eastern Conference today, a half game back of the Detroit Pistons, still in the hunt, and why you should be excited as the schedule continues to turn. Magic, they come off a tough loss at the hands of the Detroit Pistons. Andre Drummond had 14 points and 22 boards. Blake Griffin added 30, and the Pistons won for just the sixth time in their last 23 games. Like we mentioned, the Magic dropped from 9th to 10th in the Eastern Conference playoff standings. The good news in that basketball game, Nick Vucevic and Terrence Ross each added 24 points, and the Magic shot 67.5% in the first half. But the problem is they've now dropped 20 of 26 in Michigan. That has to change. All right, the much-anticipated Orlando Magic Classic jersey by Nike is now available in the team shop at the Amway Center. Celebrate the 30th anniversary of your favorite team and throwback threads only available this season. Stop by the team shop at Amway Center Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or visit OrlandoMagicShop.com to get your exclusive classic jersey today. All right, it is the Magic, it is the Nets, it is coming up at the Amway Center here at about 7 o'clock. But all right, Cody, let's get to it.
What's trending now?
Harris gets it in. Dinwiddie fires and hits! Spencer Dinwiddie has cut it to 3. Gets it in for Dinwiddie. Nets trail by 4. Dinwiddie, 3 on the way. Buries it! Spencer Dinwiddie delivers! It's 129 to 128. Nets trail by 3. Dinwiddie for the tie. Yes! Spencer Dinwiddie, Mr. Clutch!
So if you're wondering why we just played 3 consecutive Spencer Dinwiddie plays, it's because he posted 25 of the final 33 points in the 25 is 33 points in the fourth quarter in OT and a win over the Houston Rockets. And what's probably more imperative about that is this Brooklyn Nets team has now reeled off 15 of their last 20 games. And you'll sit here and you'll say, the Brooklyn Nets? The Brooklyn who? 5 years ago, they weren't even in Brooklyn. They were in New Jersey. And then you'll also say, isn't that the team that for the last 3 years didn't have a first-round pick? Isn't that the team that made that awful deal with the Boston Celtics and lost a number one overall pick, lost a number three overall pick, and yet here they are. Sixth place in the Eastern Conference, winners of 15 of their last 20, even Steven at 500 at 23-23. So there is an adage, there is a thought, there is a mindset in the NBA that the only way that you can win in this league is that you either need 2 big-time all-stars. And the only way that most markets can acquire those all-stars is through the NBA draft. And so how do you do that? Well, you spend 3-4 years, you bottom out, and you give yourself the absolute best opportunity to land the NBA's number one overall pick in successive drafts. And look, that has worked in numerous markets. Philadelphia, it's worked in Minnesota, where they acquired back-to-back number one overall picks. It worked in Cleveland, where they got LeBron James, they got Kyrie. But one franchise that has not had that fate, one franchise that has not had that ability to do that, is the Brooklyn Nets. And here they are, 23-23, 6 in the Eastern Conference, winners of 15 of their last 20. So when I was putting together today's show, because I hate this mindset that tanking is the only way to be successful in the NBA, I sat down with producer Cody and we went through our regular show routine and we said, well, what are something that we can talk about that is different? It's the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets are doing things that nobody else in the NBA is doing because they have to do things a different way. And you know how they're doing it? Scouting and development. Crazy, right? something we talk about in baseball all the time. You got to scout players, you got to develop them, and that's how you build a successful roster. Sean Marks of the Brooklyn Nets is doing just that. I asked Cody to put together a list of players that they have either signed or acquired, and the list is pretty impressive. Damari Carroll, 2 picks for Justin Hamilton. Took a bad contract from the Toronto Raptors, and now if you look at each of his last 3 months, his points per game have ascended. He's averaging 16.5 points per game this month. How about D'Angelo Russell? Remember him? Mostly a cast-off with the Los Angeles Lakers. Got in trouble with Swaggy P. How about this? Month of January, 22 points per game, 6.9 assists over his last 9. He's averaging 18.5 points per game, 3.5 rebounds, and just over 6 assists. He's one of 12 players in the association to do that. You know how they acquired him? They got Russell and Timofey Mozgov, who now plays for the Magic, for the rights of Kuzma and Brook Lopez. Pretty good deal. Find a way to find an all-star, a former number 2 overall pick in the NBA draft, and now he's the head of the snake for a 23-23 club. How about Rondae Hollis-Jefferson? Drafted by Portland at number 23, traded with number 41 for Pat Connaughton. Spencer Dinwiddie, the guy that we played at the front of this, that scored 25 of his 33 points in the fourth in overtime, signed after the Pistons released him. Now he's probably going to win the Sixth Man of the Year. You know, Cody, when we put these together, we didn't think that these numbers were going to be this astonishing, that the way that they built out this club was going to be the way that they did it. Jared Allen at number 21, Caris LeVert at number 22. It is almost astonishing to me the way that Sean Marks has built, drafted, and developed this team with the resources that he has had.
Yeah, and I think an interesting point when we were looking at it, the success that they've had at those 20th range picks, we talked about Allen. These are guys with Allen and LeVert, and LeVert with his injury, but he's going to be able to come back from that, a young guy. Those are two guys that they're going to lean on to be part of the future, and you found those guys at 20, 21. You ran through the list. I mean, we were looking at their top eight contributing guys. Joe Harris was a guy that they picked up that was
in 3-point field goal percentage right now.
Yeah, absolute sharpshooter. Harris averaging 13.4 a game, and he's shooting lights out from three. These are guys that they have found roles for. They have, and you talked about the scouting and development. They have put together their lists and said, hey, we think these guys are going to help us, whether it was through the draft, whether it was through signing them that cast offs that other teams didn't want. They have made them work. And you talk about D'Angelo Russell, a guy that was much maligned with the Lakers. He and Spencer Dinwiddie are forming arguably one of the more formidable backcourts in the Eastern Conference, because you have Russell starting, Dinwiddie coming off the bench. Coach Clifford mentioned earlier today at shoot-around, they'll play those guys together, deadly pick and roll. They're able to live in the paint, and that drive and kick game with those two guys has been fantastic for this Nets team.
Absolutely. That's why when I sit here and I hear people say that, well, what does it mean to be the 7 or 8 seed in the Eastern Conference? It means that you're playoff bound. It means that you're building winning habits, that you're setting a foundation for your franchise moving forward. And look, if you were to probably analyze 3 of the top 4 players on this Magic team, they weren't drafted by the Magic. Nick Vucevic, averaging 20 points and 12 boards this year, probably going to be his first All-Star selection this year. You acquired him on the back end of a trade for Dwight Howard, who was mostly an afterthought at that point, right? You did it more for the pick. Terrence Ross, 13.9 points per game, 39% from 3, 43% for the field, having his best career year. He was an afterthought in a Serge Ibaka trade that netted you a first-round pick, which was really what you wanted in that deal. Now he's probably your best player off the bench, Shin contribution for Sixth Man of the Year. He's been wonderful. Evan Fournier, draft night deal for Aaron Aflalo. You get him from Denver. He has been fantastic. The point that we're making and the crux of this argument, people need to throw away the mindset that the only way that you can acquire talent is at the absolute top of the NBA draft. The Brooklyn Nets are proving that anyone, despite what kind of mountain you're trying to climb in the NBA, can be successful as long as you're patient, as long as you're diligent, and as long as you know what you're doing. And the Brooklyn Nets, for all intents and purposes of what Sean Marks and Kenny Atkinson are starting to build there in the borough of Brooklyn, know what they are doing. And it is very impressive to me.
Well, and something I think you've got to point out with this Brooklyn team, too, is they've created an environment that now Brooklyn is a decent enough market that they can go out and try and make a run at a guy because they have developed a team and put together a team that plays well together and that can compete. To sign a big-time free agent, he's not going to go to the last place team in the league. He wants to go where he can have an impact.
Absolutely. Everyone's sitting here and saying that the Knicks are going to have upwards to $35, $38 million in cap space. I'll tell you what, if each of those teams has a max contract space, who's signing where? They're probably going to Brooklyn because they got a better roster.
They've got it put together nicely. The pieces fit there. You're able to step in and play in a place that can compete. They're going to put together a good campaign this year. They're going to make the playoffs. That makes them all that much more attractive come summertime.
Absolutely. I like where we're going with this. I like where our mindset's at, but we do have to duck at a quick break. 407-447-2145 is a call-in number if you want to give your take on what we just chatted about. The text line is 50857. I'd be interested to get your takes on that as well. But hey, just a reminder, join the Magic and the Indian American Chamber of Commerce on Saturday, February 2nd, as the Magic take on these Brooklyn Nets for India Day, presented by Fairwinds Credit Union. Celebrate Indian culture with special entertainment, traditional food, and pregame activities. Starting at FanFest on Church Street, buy tickets now at OrlandoMagic.com/India Day. All right, when we return here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, we're joined by the one and only, his name is Dennis Newman. All right, we'll see you on the other side.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Experience endless fun with all your friends and family at an Orlando Magic basketball game.
Aaron Gordon spinning in the lane, put it up and in. What a magnificent maneuver.
Whether you're a diehard NBA fan or just looking for a fun night out with family and friends, the Amway Center is the premier destination to have a great night. Enjoy on-court action, a range of food and beverage options, and plenty of entertainment for all ages. What are you waiting for? Get special pricing for groups of 10 or more. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy tickets for your group today.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Oh, they play with really good offensive energy. Again, to me, the biggest thing is they're an attacking team. They're in the paint, and it's point guard driven. You know, I mean, there's not many teams who can play for 48 minutes with two point guards who have the ability to score like they do, and that's where it loosens up everything else.
You know, the funny thing is Magic head coach Steve Clifford used the word energy right there. If you listen to Kenny Atkinson, the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets' pregame availability, the one thing they asked him that he really liked about his team, he said spirit. He said that he thought they were very spiritual and that he liked the way that they played. It's funny how coaches get that, right? Like coaches see what other coaches see. Anyway, welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Magic and Nets getting set for what is a 7 o'clock tip time tonight down at the Amway Center. Tickets are still available. If you want something to do on this Friday night, all you got to do is go to OrlandoMagic.com, click the tickets tab, select them, buy them, go have fun, go treat yourself. So here's what we have coming up here in the second segment. In about a minute, I'm going to be joined by the one and only Dennis Newman as we talk about this Nets team. We sent the entire first segment talking about how we thought they were an interesting case study for everything that they have done. We'll also talk about how the Magic can get off this little bit of a slide and get back on their winning ways. But all right, let's go ahead and go to the Amway Center where Dennis awaits at the perch. And Dennis, I will tell you what, this Magic team comes off a tough loss on Wednesday, but I think we're going to have a better night tonight. But first of all, how are you doing, my friend?
I am very good, AB. And I would agree with you, though. I think that what we saw the other night was pretty good.
Yeah.
And listening, you know, Aaron, to the coaches today and some of the players, what they thought they did was good. Now, you didn't make shots in that overtime, and I think that's what really bothers you. But as Steve Clifford told the media 5-10 minutes ago, I'll take those same shots tonight. You give me those same shots, I'll take them, because we're going to make those shots. You just did not. What was it? I think 2-for-12 in the overtime period. Something close to that. And, you know, it's hard to win, especially against a good team that's playing well at the time, and that was Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely. A team that had just come off a West Coast swing in which they had dropped three of the four games on there, got back on the winning side. But okay, tonight, Dennis, you know, we talk a lot about winning against teams in your own weight class, and tonight this Magic team takes on a Brooklyn Nets team that is in their own weight class, but a team that has won 15 out of their last 20. You know, I will tell you what, we spent the entire first segment talking about how interesting of a case study Brooklyn is. You know, because so many people want to sit here and say that there's only one way to win in the NBA, and that's if you acquire a star in the NBA draft. Well, Brooklyn hasn't had any picks over the course of the last 3 years. They haven't been able to do much. But what Sean Marks and Kenny Atkinson have built in Brooklyn so far is very impressive to me, and it's showing other franchises that there's multiple ways to win in this league, isn't it?
Boy, there's no question about that. And you've got to tip your hat to Sean Marks, because you're right. They've had nothing to choose from in the draft, and yet they've created a pretty good team, and they've done it with some cast-offs. I mean, you know, remember, Stan Van Gundy didn't like Spencer Dinwiddie. He got rid of him. This guy's turned out to be a pretty good basketball player, and I know the verdict is still to be told there, but he's playing well, and a big part of what they're doing right now. Joe Harris, another cast-off. I mean, he spaces the floor for them. He's making three-point shots. Jared Allen, the big guy, is getting better and better. He's still only 20 years old. But, yeah, it's a wonderful story. I admit, I kind of turned sideways when I looked that they had won 15 of 20. I didn't know that they were playing quite that well. That is surprising. But I know lately they've won some big games, and they come in here tonight. You're not going to be any higher than they are tonight after that big win in Houston two nights ago.
Top the Rockets 145 to 142. One of the guys that was a big-time player in that game was Spencer Dinwiddie. He scores 25 of his 33 points in the fourth quarter and overtime. Dennis, what is so different about the way that he's playing now versus what you saw in Detroit?
I wish I could answer that, because I don't know what it is. And you're right, the other night he makes three threes in the final 30 seconds to get them to overtime, and then hit a big shot in that overtime period that I remember. I didn't look at exactly what he did in the OT, but what a tremendous win. I don't know, other than just making shots consistently, and you look at his numbers here, and that's what he's doing, and scoring. He wasn't that kind of, obviously wasn't that kind of scorer, because Stan Van Gundy wouldn't let a guy go scoring 17 off the bench for you. But the shooting, I think, more than anything, he comes in tonight on this year 46% from the floor, and he's shooting 37 outside and making a lot of shots. And this is a team, keep that in mind tonight, Aaron. These guys take a lot of threes. I think sixth most in the league. They hoist them. I mean, they really get it going. And they don't play a lot of defense, but they shoot it and they play well. And they can run you out if you're not paying attention.
I was going to say, Dennis, that was one of the things when I was looking at their numbers this year, because much like you, you know, until it gets to be a day before or two before each game, I don't do a lot of background research on that team. But, you know, one thing that we knew about this Nets team last year was the pace at which they played at. And they played at the eighth fastest clip in the NBA last year. This year, they're all the way down to 20th. Now, part of that is because I do think that D'Angelo Russell has a better hold on this basketball team. And the things that he is doing and the way that he is commanding that offense has been really impressive so far.
Yeah, it has. He's much improved, and I give Kenny Atkinson probably a lot of credit with that. This is a good coach, a good young coach that's done a lot of good things with them. And it seems like you're right. D'Angelo Russell's just maturing, and he's listening to what his coach says. This is the way we can succeed. And I think you can make a case, Aaron, that it's because of the way D'Angelo Russell is playing and Spencer Dinwiddie and the way these two guys are orchestrating this Nets offense. That's why they're succeeding despite injuries. I mean, this is amazing that they've got, you know, what, maybe arguably their best player in LeVert, possibly. Yeah. I mean, top three, certainly. He's been out. One of their best shooters, Crabbe's been out. Dudley's a good rebounder, good swing guy, can do a lot of things. He's been out. They just got Hollis Jefferson back. That's a lot of key injuries, and yet here they are at 23-23, and the best they've been at this point of the season in, what, I think 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, you actually had it. It'd be the first time if they won tonight. Be the first time they were over 500, 47 games through the campaign since 2012 and 2013. Dennis, that is astonishing to me.
Yeah, and it doesn't look to me like they're going away. I mean, I think this is what they are. You know, they got to continue to make shots, and they certainly, as we mentioned, are doing that. And the defense, you know, is probably going to take a little more attention. But they've got a lot of nice pieces, and I think you said it at the outset tonight. They play with it, with a spirit, with an energy that's rare in this league. And again, I think you probably have to tip your hat to Kenny Atkinson. He's done a terrific job in adverse circumstances at best.
Absolutely. One of their big-time players is Jared Allen, went to the University of Texas. You know, one of the players that went to the University of Texas for the Orlando Magic. Of course, Mo Bamba. Is there any status update on him on if he'll play tonight?
There is. We just talked to Steve Clifford, and he says Mo Bamba will play. It's interesting what he said, too, Aaron. He said that he knows he hasn't done a lot of cardio. He knows he's really not ready in shape, game shape, to play. We're going to put you out there. You play, you give me all you've got, and then the minutes that you can't go that you would usually get, what's Mo averaging, about 16 a night usually, are going to go to Kim Burge. He said what he doesn't want to do is add minutes to Nick Vucevic. So you'll see a little bit of both those two guys, I think, here these first few games. Unless Mo can roll out there tonight and just go, but we'll find out. I don't think he's done a lot of exercise because it was a foot injury and the big guy's been off it. So he may not be in the best of game shape, but he is ready to go.
Dennis, is that maybe a good strategy for him moving forward? You know, just let him go all out for 5 or 10 minutes, get his feet wet, be aggressive, instead of trying to prolong his minutes to 16 or 20?
I'll do anything that'll, you know, just help Mo mature and get better and learn the game. And I think we were really beginning to see that before the injury happened. What was it, 4 games ago? Yeah. So I hope so. We'll see how this works out and see how it works out for Steve Clifford and for this Magic team. I mean, they've got to get a good effort behind Vucevic. It can't fall off the table when Vucevic comes off the floor, or the other four starters for that matter. That's been a problem. And that, I think, in itself is what has to improve here these final, you know, less than, what, 40 games now. If you really want to be a factor in a playoff run, the bench has got to contribute a little bit more. And one of those guys, I think, would be Mo Bamba. He's got to step up and help you, and I think he will.
Absolutely. Magic and Nets getting set for a 7 o'clock tip time tonight. All right, Dennis, I got about 25 seconds, but I have to ask you this. Dante Marcuzzelli, our radio manager, big-time Pats fan, me, big-time Chiefs fan, who are you taking in Sunday's AFC Championship game?
I'm wearing a Mahomes jersey right now,
oh,
so that
I
should tell you something. Yeah, I'm just hoping the weather works for KC, but I'm all Chiefs this weekend.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much, Dennis. That'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Brandon has Magic tonight coming up around the bend.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more 3-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Right there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.